Blog Talk Radio.
And the Spirit of the Lord declares that I am the God who hovered over the earth. I am the God who hovered over the face of the deep. I am the God who hovered over a place that was void and empty. And it was the Spirit of the Lord that have broken out, that have covered the earth, that have spoken, declared things, and spoke things into existence, and there it was. I am the God who did not forsake the covenant that I made with the earth before the foundation of the earth. I am God, Yahweh. I am the God that hovers over the nations, and even as I hovered over the earth in the beginning, I am hovering over the nations even now. But it is I who have declared that after you receive the Holy Ghost, you shall receive power to witness throughout the uttermost parts of the earth. And I have anointed you prophet and apostle and teacher and evangelist to be witnesses throughout the uttermost parts of the earth. So I say unto you today to arise and shine, for your light has come and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. So I declare unto you today to speak, to prophesy,
everyone. Thank you for dialing in to The Word. Hallelujah. You're now listening to The Word by Pastor Dorothy Patterson. Well, with Pastor Dorothy Patterson. Hallelujah. Thank you also for this supporting the network, NBO, Kingdom Gospel Radio, Blog Talk Radio on tonight. And I just want to thank everybody, and I just pray that everybody had a blessed day, a blessed Sabbath. Hallelujah. On today, this is the Lord's day that we have set aside, you know, just for him. We're taking time with the Lord on today. Hallelujah. He's a mighty God, and he's worth it. He's worthy. He's worthy of the time. Hallelujah. All the time. I don't think we give God enough time. You know, even if, you know, we feel that we do, you know, we don't, Lord. We just don't. And so on tonight, I just want to open up in prayer. And I want the Holy Ghost to definitely lead me on tonight and to carry me through tonight. I'm always a little tired. Hallelujah, my body. I was trying to take a power nap. I don't know why. At 8:30 after Pastor Todd Clayton's show, I said, well, let me lay down. And, you know, saying that was really silly. You know, make no sense. I didn't even get no power nap. I ain't even go to sleep. Hallelujah. Busy worrying about the time. I just laid my body down a little bit to rest. But I definitely want to open up in prayer, and we want to get into the Word because this is called the Word. So, Father God, we come before you right now with thanksgiving and praise. Oh, God, we just ask that you take over right now. Oh, God, that your spirit lead me, oh, God, that your spirit of truth fall upon me right now. Oh, Father God, Lord, we pray that your word that is being released on tonight will take the scales off of the unbeliever eyes, oh, God, that they may see clearly on tonight, oh, Father God, that their understanding may be open, oh, Father God, that their vision, oh, Father God, may be clear on tonight, oh, God. And so, Lord, we just thank you for everything that you have about to do over the blessed word. We thank you for the living word on tonight, but we know that it is living, it is true, and it will go out and perform everything that you said it would. Your word cannot fall to the ground because you're not a man that you shall lie. And so, Lord, we thank you on tonight for your anointing that is falling right now in the midst. And you said, with two or three gathered in your name, for you are right here. And so, Lord, we know that you're here on tonight to lead us through and to guide us and to pour wisdom into us, oh God, and we're here with open heart, an open mind, in the mighty name of Jesus, and we pray, amen, amen. And so we just want God to touch me on tonight and just definitely lead me on tonight. I know a lot is going on in the world today, and I believe that what Satan is really trying to do is put a spirit of fear in God's people. And I'm here to let you know that the Bible said that he has not given us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. So we're going to talk about God's divine protection on today so you'll understand what the words say, that you are protected. You are protected. You are protected. The only thing you need to fear right now in this season is God, hallelujah, and the wrath of God that is being poured out here on this earth. The Bible talk about how the wrath of God is going to be poured out. And I believe that the wrath of God is poured out, but his people is going to be protected. We have divine protection on today. Hallelujah. And God said that he's going to cover his people. So, but Satan, you know, he's running rapid and he's doing all type of things, and we're walking by sight and not by faith when we should be walking by faith and not by sight. So God wanted to deal with that on tonight, and we're going to just get straight into the Word of God, and we're going to talk about the protection of God and what the words say, hallelujah, concerning God protecting his people. And this word on tonight will give you comfort. You'll be able to lay down and have sweet sleep. So that's one thing about God's word. It'll bring peace into your life. It'll bring comfort into your life. Hallelujah. It'll bring joy and love, all these things. This is what the word do. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to start with Isaiah 54 and 17. And it said that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. But this version, this is different. I'm just going to read what this version say. I love the King James, but sometimes I tap into these other versions because I'm Googling them, and I'm Googling scriptures. And sometimes I don't pay attention to what version I'm tapping into. But it's always good to have the King James version planted in your mind and your heart. Let that be your foundation, because when you do begin to read other versions, you will know, hallelujah, exactly, you know, that it ain't been tampered with. Hallelujah. Because I do believe that, you know, man have taken a lot out of the word of God. And but I'm just going to go ahead and read this version. Hallelujah. This is what I have. Isaiah 54 and 17. No weapon that is fashioned against you shall succeed, and you shall refute every tongue that rise against you in judgment. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their vindication from me, declares the Lord. Hallelujah. So, you know, it's not off. The meaning is there. And no weapon that is formed, you know, fashioned means, you know, fashioned or formed against you, it shall not prosper. Succeed means it shall not succeed against you. It shall not prosper against you. Hallelujah. And you have to know the King James Version as well. So God is saying no weapon formed against you is not going to prosper. It shall not prosper. And every tongue that rises against you in judgment, you shall condemn according to the word of God. 2 Thessalonians 3:3. But the Lord is faithful. He will establish you and guard you and guide you and guard you, I'm sorry, against the evil one. So he's going to protect you, guard you. He's going to protect you, hallelujah, against the evil one. And this is God's word. In his word, he said, he is your divine protection. This is your divine protection. Psalms 46:1. God is our refuge and strength and our very present help in the time of trouble, the time of danger. That's what the King James Version said, but it said, and the help in trouble. So this version said, God is our refuge and strength and a very present and very present help in trouble. Hallelujah. So Deuteronomy 31:6, be strong and courageous. Do not fear or be in dread of them, for it is the Lord your God who goes with you. He will not leave you or forsake you. So he's telling us all, be strong, be courageous. You know, don't fear anything. Don't fear no man. Don't fear your enemy. Don't fear Satan. Because God has not given you the spirit of fear. He said, for I am with you. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. That is God's word, Isaiah 41:10. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. And this is God's word to you on today. Because some of us is walking in fear of the unknown, not knowing, you know, what is going to happen, what our future holds. You know, so much is going on. We're hearing about wars, and we're hearing about tornadoes and hurricanes and earthquakes and people dying. And, you know, the violence of this world is getting wicked out there, and it's waxing cold. And so a lot of us is walking in a spirit of fear, afraid to go outside, afraid to send our children outside. You know, it's not how it used to be when we were growing up. It's so much wickedness, you know, people inducting children and, you know, all types of things. That's just something for Satan to, you know, put a fear in us. But the Bible said that he's going to be with us and he's never going to leave us or forsake us. He said, fear not. He said, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. And he said, I will strengthen you. And so we need strength in this season. He said, I will help you. See, our help is coming from the Lord on tonight. So I'm here to encourage those that is walking according to sight, walking according to what you see and walking according to what you feel on tonight. But God said, look, be not afraid. Be strong. He said, be courageous. Fear not. All these things. Hallelujah. Psalms 34:7. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him and delivers them. So we have angels that is encamped all around us, that is fighting, that is protecting us. That's our hedge of protection. The angels is protecting us. And he said, fear not. Fear not. He said the angels of the Lord encamps around those who fear him and delivers them. So we only need the fear of the Lord. Those that fear the Lord and that is on the Lord's side, God said, I'm going to protect you. I'm going to deliver you. We have nothing to worry about. Psalms 22:7. He said, you are a hiding place for me. You preserve me from trouble. You surround me with shouts of deliverance. So he's our hiding place in the time of trouble. We must hide ourselves in the Lord. We must understand who God is. We must understand that no weapon formed against us, it shall not prosper against you. But do you believe it? You got to walk in faith. You got to know that no evil that come before you, no danger that come before you shall be able to come nigh you or your dwelling. He said, look, 1,000 gonna fall at your left and 10,000 by your right hand, but none shall come nigh your dwelling. This is the inheritance of the children of God, those that love God, those that love God. And so we're walking in the love of God. We're walking in the fear of God, knowing that that nothing that Satan come or bring our way can harm us. You know, no powers of Satan, no black magic, no white magic, you know, no witch can do anything to the people of God. It is not going to prosper. It is not going to prosper. God is going to reveal it. God is going to cover us. God said those that fear him, he's going to protect. He's going to deliver you out of the hands of the enemy, and that's just what it is. And so don't be discouraged. Even when it seems like the enemy is have the upper hand, when you think he has the upper hand. I'm just pulling up some more scriptures here. I just like my King James. Hallelujah. But God, he's going to speak to us on tonight. He want to speak to you on tonight. He don't want you to fear. He don't want you to lay down and be weary for nothing and to be anxious for nothing, saith the Lord. Nothing. Because he said, I'm the Lord, I'm going to fight all your battles. He said, for the battle belongs to me. The battle belongs to me, saith the Lord. So you have nothing to worry about. And I'm here to let you know through his word. James 1 and 12 said, blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial. For when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life, which God has promised to those who love him. So we got to stand steadfast under whatever come our way. We're going to have trials. We're going to have tribulations. That does not mean that we're not protected, because God allow us to go through things. We're going to go through things, but he said, I'm not going to allow them things to destroy you. You may have to suffer some things, but he said, I'm not going to allow anything to overtake you. It's in Revelations 2 and 10. It said, do not fear what you are about to suffer. He said, behold, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison that you may be tested. And for 10 days you will have tribulations. Be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life. So no matter what you go through, we're going to still have victory at the end. Even if you got to lay your life down, even if you got to sacrifice some things for God, it is not the end. He said, still fear. Go to the cross with knowing that you have resurrection power. So the enemy wants to scare you because of some of the sufferings and the things that you may have to go through. You know he's going to tell you, no, God is not on your side. It don't feel like it. It don't look like it. But I'm here to let you know through the scriptures that God said, I'm by your side, even in the suffering, even in the tribulations, even when the disciples and the apostles had to go and preach the gospel and they were thrown in jail. God still, he opened up the prison and he freed them. He delivered them, but they sacrificed their life also for the gospel. They sacrificed their life for us that we may go out and preach the gospel. They sacrificed their life for the foundations of the church. This is what the apostles did. And many of us don't have the heart or the spirit to sacrifice our life the way that they did. Many of us will deny Christ if it come down to it. This is what God is saying. So he want to strengthen you. He wants you to have the fear of God, not the fear of man, because he don't want you to deny him. Because he said, if you deny me, then I have to deny you. Come on now. This is what the word is saying. So right now, a lot of people are in a position where they're going to deny Christ if they really push to the point. They say, look, that's that Christian right there, and you don't want to be identified as a Christian because the Christians have a bad rep. They have a bad name. You know, they're always getting attacked. But no, we are not going to deny. We're not going to deny Christ. In Mark 10 and 27, that Jesus looked at them and said, with man it is impossible, but with God, for all things are possible with God. So anything that we're doing, all things is possible. Not with man, though. God can do the impossible. We're looking for man to do what God should be doing and what we need God to do in our life. But we got to look towards God. We got to look towards the hills which come of our help. Hallelujah on tonight. Matthew 10 and 28. And do not fear those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Rather fear him who can destroy both soul and body in hell. So we're fearing the wrong thing. See, Satan can't do nothing with your soul. Satan cannot have your soul unless you hand it over to him. See, in matter of fact, God is the one that make the decision. God is the one that make the judgment call. He's going to say whether you're able to enter the pearly gate or if you're going to be hell-bound. So that's who we should have fear, the one that has final judgment. The judge of the matter. But we're walking around with no fear of God. We're walking around lawless. God said we have to plant the law on our heart that we may not sin against him. He said, for nothing will be impossible for God. Nothing is impossible for God. For he is the creator of all things. He made you. He made everything that you're looking at. God has given us the tools. He said that we can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthen us. So don't get it confused. Don't. We're giving Satan way too much credit here. We're giving Satan way too much power. He have no power over God. He have no power over the word of God. He have no authority over the word of God or over the people of God, because he's saying, look, he's given us power and authority over him. Matthew 11 and 28 through 30, come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest in your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So understand, he said, all that is heavy laden, come unto him. Come on, and he said, I'm going to give you rest. But what's important is that for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Don't let the burdens of this world bring you down. He said, cast your burdens upon him. Cast your burdens upon him on tonight. He said, John 14 and 27, peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. That's John 14 and 27. He said, peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. So the peace come from God. It's not, see, the world can't give you no peace in the world. It's restless in the world. It's, you're worrying in the world. It's fear in the world. But God said, in me, you can have peace. He said, let not your hearts be troubled. He said, neither be afraid. Neither be afraid. This is God's word to you on tonight. Romans 12 and 21. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. This is the word of God on tonight. He wants to set us free from the spirit of fear on tonight. We're walking in fear. We're walking in bondage in our mind. a fear of the unknown, fear that we don't know, and we're not trusting in what God is about to do in our life and how he's about to work it out in your life. If you choose this day, make a decision on today. And he said, I got you. I'm going to protect you. I'm going to cover you because the word is for us. Hallelujah. For those that believe, he said, look, for those that believe, believers, signs and wonders shall follow you. 12:4-5. He said, I tell you, my friends, do not fear those who kill the body and after that have nothing more that they can do. But I will warn you whom to fear. Fear him who, after he is killed, has the authority to cast into hell. Yes, I tell you, fear him. So we're talking, you fear, the only one we're going to fear is God. The only one we fear is God, the one that has the power to cast you into hell or allow you into heaven. It's real out here. This is not a game. This is the realest thing that you ever hear is God's word. The realest book you ever read, the realest words that you will ever speak out of your mouth, because God's word is life. That's why we speak in his word. It is life. It is living. It performs. It activates. We're activating the word of God every time we speak it. We're activating it. Every time we pray it, we're activating the word of God. We're activating the kingdom. We're opening up doors in the kingdom. We're activating our spiritual beings, our angels. We're activating our Holy Ghost, the fire that is in us and that is dwelling within us. Every time we open up our mouth, fire, it's like fire coming out of our mouth. It's like a sword coming out of our mouth. John 16:33, I have said these things to you that in me you may have peace in the world. He said, you will have tribulation, but take heart. I have overcome the world. And he said, look, you should have peace. You should have peace. God wants us to walk in peace, not in fear. He said, too many of us is walking in fear. Too many, you were watching too many of them scary demonic movies where at the end, you know, God, people don't get the victory. That is just a movie. they wish that they could have the victory over God. They wish that demons could have victory over God's people. But see, demons and unclean spirits is overtaking this world. Those that will not believe, those that are not obedient and in alignment with God. See, Satan, he's not coming through the front door. He's looking for a crack. He's looking for the crack in your life. He's looking for a little crack in the door, a little crack in your life where he can wither his way in. He's not going to come boldly through the door. He's sneaky with it. He going to wait. He said, look, Satan, what you been doing? I've been going back and forth to see who I may devour. He's seeking. He's seeking to see who he can devour. He's looking for a crack. You know, the snake is always slithering. I see the snake slithering, and he's looking, and he's seeking to see who he may devour. But we rebuke him on today. We rebuke the devourer in the name of Jesus. Satan, you are a defeated foe according to the word of God, and you got to loose God's people. And we come and we bind up the spirit of fear, and we release the spirit of peace in your life in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we bind up the anxiety in your life, the worry in your life, the depression in your life of the unknown, because you don't know what's going to happen next. But the Bible clearly say you're going to have peace. I'm going to deliver you out of the hand of the enemy. I'm not going to allow Satan to overtake you or your family or your children. Pray and know that everything that you pray for is already answered. Know that your prayer is powerful, that he hears your prayer. Revelation 21:4, he said he will wipe away every tear from their eyes. and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore, for the former things have passed away. And this is what we're waiting on. See, don't you want to be somewhere? See, people don't understand it. It's life after death. It's something after we give up the ghost. And we got to make a decision. I'm sorry, we have to make a decision now. A decision now, who we going to serve. Because we want to be in the place where it's no more. He's talking about heaven. Where it's no more crying. You don't want to cry no more. Where it's no more death, no more funerals, no more mourning, no more tears. He said no more pain. All these things are going to be passed away. And that is our mission. That is our focus. So it's very important to understand that we're going to a place where there's going to be no more crying. So God is preparing you in your lifetime from the time that you are born into the time that you die. He's preparing you for the kingdom. Even as a child, he is preparing you. That's why Satan will come to try to destroy you even as a child, because that is when the clock starts ticking. It's things that will happen and decisions that you will even have to make in your youth that will determine the rest of your life. And Satan know that. So if Satan can creep into the house and creep into the parents and cause the parents not to be saved or not to fear God, then that is not going to enter into their children. They're not going to teach the children to fear God. They're not going to teach the children to obey God. And so Satan understands this. So he's coming to deceive you. But God is saying this. He wants us to prepare our children. Prepare yourself. Prepare yourself for heaven. Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he will make straight your path. So again, lean not towards your own understanding, because we swear we know it all. He said a man did not think he know it all knows nothing. He said, trust in the Lord with all your heart. So with all your heart, not just a little bit, all your heart, that means have all your faith in God. Put all your trust in God. You know how you can't put all your trust in people, and we put all of our trust in people, and they fail every time because they're human. They're human. They're not God. They're not perfect. We look at people to be perfect, and it's going to be no perfect person. It's no perfect ministry. It's no perfect relationship, but it's perfect with God. It's the relationship between you and God can be excellent. It can be perfect. But as men have fought. It's nothing good in our flesh. But it's our spirit that is willing. See, the flesh, it don't care, because, see, the flesh ain't going to heaven with you. So the flesh don't care. It's going to return back to the dust. But the spirit understands that the soul one day is either going to be eternal with God or eternal with Satan and the angels, the fallen angels in hell. Jeremiah 17:7, blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose trust is in the Lord. Whose trust is in the Lord? So again, so we got to trust God that he's going to protect us from the evil one, that he's going to deliver us from all hurt, harm, and danger. Don't be moved by the situation in your life. Don't be moved by what you see. But be alert, though. Be alert, and don't be ignorant of Satan's devices. Don't fall into the traditions of Satan and the lifestyles of Satan and the lifestyle of this world. We got to separate ourselves from this world, God said. He said, bring a separation. God is always talking about bringing a separation. Jesus said, I come to bring a separation. Remember that. Separation is good. Stop trying to always fit in. Stop trying to fit in, God said. Matthew 5:11-12. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. So God said, look, blessed are you when you are persecuted and they talking about you and scandalizing your name. And, oh, you're blessed. Yeah, I know you don't feel blessed. But God said, be encouraged, have faith, knowing that you are blessed when these things happen to you because but for his name's sake, though. See, they only hate you. The Bible said they only hate you because of me. No, they hated me first. If you was of the world, they would love you. But because you're not of the world, they hate you. This is scripture. So don't be, you know, bothered because you don't fit in. Like I said, that they don't receive you, that you're being rejected and you're being persecuted. So was Christ. Christ had to suffer. The apostles suffered. All of that. Stop worrying about who like you and who don't, who love you and who don't know that God loves you. Love your spiritual family. Love those that, you know, who is my mother, who is my brother. Come on now. Those that love the Lord, those that fellowship with God, those that follow God. Matthew 11:29, take my yoke upon you and lean and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest in your soul. Some of these I read already. I Googled some other scriptures, and I'm just repeating some of the same ones because I'm still, you know, I was talking about the protection of God. So in the beginning, so now I'm, you know, trying to build up your faith. Build up your faith so that you will know that you are protected. You don't have anything to worry about, that he is with you, that he's never going to leave you nor forsake you, no matter what. Matthew 26:52. He said, then Jesus said to them, put your sword back into your place, for all who take the sword will perish by the sword. He said, Luke 21:15, for I will give you a mouth and wisdom, he said, which none of your adversaries will be able to withstand. Come on. So he's gonna give you the wisdom, and he's going to put the words in your mouth to say. He said, John 14:1, let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. So don't let your hearts be troubled. We got to believe in the Son. We got to believe in the Father. And we got to believe in the Holy Ghost. John 16:32-33, behold, the hour is coming. Indeed, it has come when you will be scattered, each to his own home, and will leave me alone. Yet I am not alone, for the Father is with me. I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. Again, he said, look, that you may have peace. He said, in the world you will have tribulations, but take heart. I overcome the world, and you will too. So he said, behold, let me read this again. He said, behold, the hour is coming indeed. It has come when you will be scattered, each to his own home, and will leave me alone. Yet I am not alone, for the Father is with me. I have said these things to you that you may have peace. So everything that I'm saying on tonight, God said, I'm telling you this so that you may have peace. He said, you're going to have tribulations in this world. He said, but take to heart that you're going to overcome all of them. Why? Because Christ overcame it. and so will you. You think you're not going to come through, it's not going to work out, you think you're going to be destroyed in the midst of it. Satan is speaking, and we bind up, you know, every voice of Satan. We bind up every false vision of Satan, tormenting spirit. That's what it is, them false visions. Satan trying to torment you, trying to torment your mind. You got to know that what to rebuke. You got to know that Satan is still lurking. Understand that Satan came in the presence of Jesus in the wilderness. So don't you think Satan is still trying to come in your presence and speak to you? Satan showed Jesus a vision. Satan took Jesus to the top of the mountain and showed him kingdom. Huh? So Satan can also try to come and deal with you even in your sleep, and you got to know how to rebuke him. He'll come in your life when you're fasting and you're praying and you're before God, and you got to know to rebuke him. That's how Satan is. That's how he rolls. And you have to understand and not be ignorant to how he operates. He came through Peter, and Jesus had to rebuke Satan through Peter. He said, I rebuke you, Satan. So Satan will come to, you know, to wage war against you. Don't think he won't. He a little sneaky with it. You know, he tried to be sneaky. But he came to Jesus and tried to tempt him because he's a tempter. But we resist temptation, and what? He shall flee. He fled. Jesus kept hitting him with the word. You got to hit him with the word. That's what we doing. We hitting him with the word. Psalms 37 and 6. He will bring forth your righteousness as the light and your justice as noonday. So your righteousness is as light. His righteousness is as the light. So when you go into dark places, you're going to be shining. That's why the world hates you. That's why the enemy hates you, because you're shining too bright. You glowing too much. You smiling too much to be going through the suffering and the tribulations that you're going through. Satan's like, wait a minute. I just hit her. God, allow me to hit her. Allow to hit him with a blow here, and they still standing. We're undefeated when it comes to God. So no matter what God allows Satan to do to test our faith in the tribulations that's in this world, because God said we're born into sin. We're born into trouble. It's nothing but trouble in this world. That's why he sent back the Holy Ghost. Because this earth right now is Satan in his playground, his domain where he go back and forth in this earth, looking to see who he may devour. He is pure destruction here on this earth. That's why we need to know about the Holy Ghost. That's why we need to know about the power. That's why we need to know how to pray without ceasing. Why we have to know how to be armored up. This is what God said. We got to be armored up here on earth. Don't get it twisted, because we're in a spiritual warfare. That David was in a spiritual warfare. Noah, spiritual warfare. Moses, spiritual warfare. It was a spiritual, and it's a spiritual warfare between God's people and Satan. But when will we realize that? That we're not wrestling against flesh and blood. We're steady fighting against our brother and our sister and our mothers and our father. No, but we need to fight the spirits to be. We need to fight the powers to be. We need to start praying that the scales will drop off of their eyes, that they may see God for who he is, seeing God's word, because they're reading his word with scales on their eyes, and they will not be able to understand with their unbelief. But if you're seeking God, he said, you're going to find me in this hour. You're seeking the truth. You're seeking what God said. You're going to find exactly what you're looking for. You're going to find exactly what you're looking for. Don't be discouraged. Don't be discouraged. Ephesians 6, 10 and 18. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over the present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in heavenly places. So we're fighting against demonic forces that are being practiced by witches and warlocks and people dealing with black magic. We're fighting against these things. He said, therefore, take up the whole armor of God. So we got to have the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in that evil day. And having done all to stand, he said, stand firm. He said, therefore, having fastened on the belt of truth and having put on the breastplate of righteousness and as the shoes for your feet, having put on readiness given by the gospel of peace. He said, in all circumstances, take up the shield of faith and in which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one, because the darts is coming, and take on the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Pray at all times in the Spirit with all prayer and supplication to that end. Keep alert with all perseveration, making supplication for all saints. And that was a lot. But put on the full armor of God. Not just peace. He didn't say just peace of the armor. We got to be fully armored up so that we can stand. And he told you that we're not wrestling against flesh and blood, that we're dealing with the powers to be, evil powers, demonic powers, schemes of the devil. He said we're wrestling against not flesh and blood, but against rulers. This is God's word. And so we can walk in peace, knowing that now we have the power and we have authority over Satan. He has to bow down. He has to back up. He has to flee. The Bible said when we mention the name Jesus that Satan has to flee. Your enemies will flee when you begin to call on Jesus. I know for a fact. Turn that worship music on. Turn that word on and watch how your enemies begin to flee. How your enemy will back up out of your atmosphere, up out of your space. I'm telling you, God, he wants to do something for his people. Satan is defeated. 2 Corinthians 10:4, he said, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. Come on now. But this one say, I'm just going to read this one. It's a different version. It say, for the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, but have divine power to destroy strongholds. He said, so carnal means fleshly. So our war is a spiritual war, God is saying. He said, for the weapons of our warfare are not fleshly, but they are divine power to destroy strongholds. So our weapons is divine power, supernatural power, supernatural strength to destroy strongholds. We destroy argument and every lofty opinion raised against the knowledge of God and take every thought captive to obey Christ, being ready to punish every disobedience when your obedience is complete. So our weapons are not carnal. It's not fleshly. But it has divine power. That is so deep. Our weapons that God give us, it has divine power to pull down strongholds, the wickedness that is in this world. This is what the Bible says. It says Zechariah 4:6. Then he said to me, this is the word of the Lord. He said, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. So God is going to do it with the power of his spirit. the power of his spirit. He said, by my spirit. He said, not by power, excuse me. He said, but by my spirit. God is almighty. God is, God, his spirit is enough, he said. 1 Corinthians 10 and 13, no temptation hath overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. But with temptation, he will also provide the way of escape that you may be able to endure. Take the way and escape. See, a lot of us, God give us a way and escape, and we ain't taking the way of an escape. God said, take it. Romans 8 and 37. No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. We are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. Yes, we are. We can do all things through Christ Jesus. There's nothing that we cannot do. Casting all our cares on him because he cares for us. But this one said, casting all your anxieties on him because he cares for you. Come on, that's when we got to know the King James. He said, Philippians 4, 6 and 7, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be known to God. He said, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard you, will guard your heart and your minds in Christ Jesus. Almost done here. Hallelujah. The word. 2 Timothy 1 and 7. For God give us a spirit, not of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. This is going to say here, I'm going to read it. Well, I just swung with the King James. But this version here is say, For God gave us a spirit, not of fear, but of power and love and of self-control. So I guess, you know, having a sound mind, it'd be self-control. You know, you don't got no sound mind. They don't have self-control. God said, look, he have given us self-control. James 4 and 7, submit yourself, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. 4 and 4, little children, you are from God and have overcome them. For he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. Hear that? Greater is he who is inside of you than he that is in the world. We're not afraid of the world. We're not moved by the world. We're moved by God. We're moved by spiritual things. We're grounded. We're rooted. We're not going to be moved by every doctrine and every, you know, every word that we hear and everything that go on. We're not going to be moved. We're not going to be moved by the crowd. We're not going to do what the rest of the world is doing just because the majority is doing it. We're not doing what the majority is doing. We're not. It's not majority rule here. Because this road is narrow. This road is narrow, and not many is on this road. But the road to hell is wide. And the Bible said that it enlarges itself every day. It gets wider and wider. There's so many people that is on this road. So don't follow the masses. Isaiah 54, 17. And I believe I read this in another version, but we're going to read it again. It say, no weapon that is fashioned against you shall succeed. So God's going to keep on saying, no weapon formed against you shall be able to prosper. That is God's word. So have peace on tonight. So we're getting back to God's divine protection over God's people's life. Satan, we come to serve you. Notice on tonight that we have divine protection. You're not going to scare us. You're not going to bully us. You're not going to push us into a corner with your thoughts and with your words, because the Bible said that a stranger voice, we're not going to follow. We're not following your voice. We're not listening to what you're saying. We're not going to be, you know, peer pressure. You got peer pressure get to you and your friends get to you, and they try to make you feel as though you got to do what they doing to hang out with them to be a part of the crowd. No, we're going to separate ourselves from you. That's what we do. We separating ourselves from the crowd. We don't got to do what you do. We're not going to follow what you do. God is our vindicator. He will vindicate us. He will bring us out. He will judge us. God will do that. He will bring deliverance to us. We don't got to be judged by this world, because we are to judge the world. And I know that hits something. We're not to be judgmental, but we are to judge the world. We are to bring rightful judgment, saith the Lord. God has ordained judges in the world, in the earthly realm, to bring certain matters to the church and those that are able to judge with the judgment and the righteousness of God without showing, you know, favoritism or, you know, righteous judgment, rightful judgment, righteous judgment. In this world, and it's hard to find righteous judgment because everybody won't go with, you know, who they, not about who you like. It's not about who knows. If you're right, you're right, and if you're wrong, you're wrong. And we're going to, no matter who you are, that's the way that God moves. 1 John 5:4 says, for everyone who has been born of God overcomes this world. He says, so if you've been born of God and you're born again, you're going to overcome this world. You're going to conquer. You're going to have victory in this world. And that's what it's all about, that we may have victory and we may overcome, because our purpose and our only purpose is that we see heaven, and that we take as many people to heaven with us, that we don't lead people astray. And we're here to cry loud and to spare not. God wants you to know that he loves you and that he gave his only begotten son for you. He wants you to know that you are protected from the thing that you're seeing in this world. You are protected, you know, from the witchery that is going on in this world and the demonic forces that is in this world, because I've given you power and authority over it. You have to be filled with the power of the Holy Ghost to triumph over the enemy. And God said that you shall overcome. You shall have victory over Satan. God said, I'm going to protect you. I'm going to be the one to cover you. I'm going to be the one to hide you from danger, saith the Lord. So you have nothing to worry about. You can lay down tonight and you can have sweet sleep and say to them, we rebuke you in the name of Jesus. You got to get out of our houses. You got to leave our children alone. You got to get out of our city. Matter of fact, you're getting out of our schools. You're getting out of the hospitals. People are going to be healed and delivered. Signs, wonders, and miracles are going to follow those that believe God. God is going to manifest his word right now in earth. It's being fulfilled even right now. God's book is being fulfilled. The scales is dropping off of people's eyes. They will see God for who he is. They will know Jesus for who he is. They will know that Jesus is the way. They will know that Jesus is the light. He is the resurrection power. We have that same power to dwell within us. They're going to know that no weapon formed against them shall not prosper. They're going to know that the power of life and death is in their tongue. They're going to know that they can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthens them. They're going to know they have the faith of a mustard seed, that they can look at the mountain and say, move from here to there, and it shall move and not return. They should know when they call on the name of Jesus that demons shall flee. They should know that a thousand is going to fall at their left hand and 10,000 by the right, and none shall come nigh their dwelling. They're going to know that healing belongs to them and that they have the victory. Come on now. We're going to know with a surety that we have power and that our weapons are not carnal but mighty. They have divine power to pull down strongholds. Divine power, meaning supernatural power from God, from heaven, that dwell with inside of you and me to defeat Satan in our life. to help bring deliverance, to go out and set the captives free. Open up blind ears. Deaf ears shall hear. We're going up out of the pit of darkness and bring them into the light. We're going to go into dark places where nobody want to go, and we're going to encourage them that Christ Jesus is the way. We're going to go into places where they have been taught to worship idols, and we're going to teach them about Christ Jesus. We're going to give people peace that never had peace before. We're going to introduce them into the way. We're going to preach the gospel, and the gospel is going to change their life. This is what God is saying. So don't be afraid to go out and preach the gospel, because Satan have got people afraid to preach the gospel. They're afraid to preach the truth. Preach the fullness of the book. You can't preach on certain things because you're afraid that people's not going to accept you. People's not going to love you. Who cares about any of that? The only thing we care about is preaching the truth and setting people free. We want to be set free. We want to be delivered. We want to make sure that we're heaven bound. We don't want to be left behind. We don't want to be left behind, and that's what it is. We're wearing them trying to figure out so much, but figure this out. Are you going to be ready when Christ come back? Because that's the main agenda. The main agenda is keeping it together. Spiritually here on earth. And you can't do that if you don't have the divine protection of God over your life, because Satan will come and he will devour you. So you want to be under the covering of Christ Jesus. You want to be under the shadow of the Most High God. You want to be under the wing of God. And know for sure when you lay down at night that you are protected and that the angels is all around you. Encamped, the Bible said on tonight that the angels are encamped around and about you. So Satan, you are defeated on today by the sword, because this is the sword. God's word is the sword. And that is how Jesus was able to defeat Satan when Satan came and approached Jesus in the wilderness. Don't you think Satan is going to approach you? Don't you think Satan is going to come and try to stir some things up in your life? God was meeting with angelic beings, and where there goes Satan? Where did you come from? I came from, I was going back and forth, come on, in the earth. Seeking to see who I may devour. So know that Satan will visit you. You got to know him, because the Bible said he even come as a, you know, sheep in wolf clothes, and he come as a light. He come as a light. He's going to look righteousness. He's going to pretend as righteous, but inwardly, is what we need, discernment. Inwardly. You want to know who he is. You want to know who Satan is by his voice. That's what the Bible said, by a strange voice you shall not follow. Jesus knew when Satan was talking to him that that was not God. He knew that was Satan. He knew who he was dealing with in the wilderness. And so he talked to Satan accordingly. He rebuked him accordingly. You know when God is speaking because you know God's word, and it's going to line up with God's word. Satan is not going to come before you and be like, oh, it's going to be peace. God's going to give you peace. And he's not going to talk to you like this. He's never going to come at you. He's going to try to make you turn against God's word. He's not going to ever preach you the truth. He's going to try to implant the spirit of fear in you. And he can twist God's scriptures and use God's scriptures, but instead of coming against the fear, he want to plant fear in you, like they did with the slaves. So the slave owners and the slave masters used God's word to plant fear in them by twisting God's word, just like Satan did. Satan will try to deceive you with God's word. But when you know the fullness of God's word, he can't deceive you. I'll be blessed on tonight and know that you have divine protection. You have divine protection in God. Know that he's going to protect you. He's going to cover you. He's going to bring you out, and you're protected from the evil thing, from the evil one. Stay prayed up. Stay prayed up on tonight. This is Pastor Dr. Patterson. You just got finished listening to the word on No Days Off NDO Kingdom Gospel Radio. Y'all be blessed. Meet us back here next Wednesday. Yeah, Wednesday at 9 o'clock for a Bible study. Then we have Friday night intercessory prayer. On Sundays, you have our Pastor Ty Equasia with Kingdom Talk at 7:30 and the Word at 9 o'clock. God bless. Love y'all much. Stay encouraged. Stay prayed up. Stay in your Word. You know, just keep your eyes on God and don't be deceived. Just don't be deceived. Keep your eyes open. Watch as well as pray. God bless and good night.